if you can stand it, please go read, and Dan, you sent this to me this morning, please read Trump's interview with Michael Shearer of Time magazine. So Time does a cover on Is the Truth Dead? And for that cover story, they interview, of course, Donald Trump. And it is such a dissembling, moronic tirade of word salad from Donald Trump, in which he manages to lie in the article about lies, I don't know, dozens and dozens of times. The interview apparently took place right after Nunes went out to the driveway of the White House and talked to the press corps. And so all Trump kept saying the whole time was, did you see the Nunes thing? No, I'm vindicated. Did you see the Nunes thing? And it goes on and on and on. It was crazy.
That interview was amazing. Just a couple of thoughts on it. One, Trump seems so, like, he'd almost like he'd given up on life. Like, at the end, after Michael Shearer, who does a very good job of interviewing Trump, because he basically just gives him as much rope to hang himself as possible. At the end, Trump's like, yeah, I had all these problems. I inherited a mess, and I can't be doing too bad. I'm president and you're not.
I'm president and you're not. And then he ends with, say hello to everybody, okay?
Yeah, but then also, like, what was the thinking in the White House on why Trump should do this interview? Time calls up. It's like, hey, we're doing an article on the death of truth, and we'd like to interview one of the world's most famous liars. You game? And I'm sure he's like, well, I'm neck and neck with Richard Nixon for most Time covers ever, so maybe this is a shot at that? Like, what are we doing?
I was trying to figure that out, too, and it seems as though, if you really listen to that, or you really read that interview between the lines, and you try to go through all the deranged commentary from Trump, it's like the White House must have printed out a couple pages on all the times that Trump was proven correct, even though people said he was lying. And so he's like, did you see right here? It says, I talked about Sweden, and the next day there was death and destruction in Sweden. People thought I wasn't going to win the election, and then I won the election. That's like the only one he can really legitimately come back to, right? He thinks because everyone was wrong about the election and he was right, then all of his other lies are therefore true. So I wonder if they pitched it to the White House and said, like, this is Trump's opportunity to correct the record. and then they gave him, like, a list of all the things that all the lies that were supposedly proven correct. I don't know. I think it was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is an insane read. If for some reason you were, as an American, you were still sleeping well at night, this interview will stop that.
Yeah. I mean, I suggest everyone take that interview, print it out. And every time Trump gives some speech where everyone says he's fucking presidential or he's pivoted or he does something to turn the corner and save his presidency, like, just read that interview because that's who he is. You know, like, this is who we're dealing with here.